Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today, and in this second half of the show, I will be talking more with Diane Lavers, the director of the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. And you're listening to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE. I'm your host, Maureen. And we will also have some health news in this segment and some music. So let's start the second part of today's show with a song called Love and Hate, and it's by Natalie Jean. We'll hear more about the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Let your light shine through the darkness. Don't be afraid to stand up for change. We're all made just a little bit different. But love will guide the way. It can be your wings or it can be your anchor. It can weigh you down or it can let you fly. It can lift you up or it can be a real damper. It's your choice to make. That's the difference between love and hate. Do you wanna rise above or sink down? You can move forward or take two steps back. You can use your voice to make a difference, 'cause you can't change the past. It can be your wings or it can be your. It can weigh you down or it can let you fly. It can lift you up or it can be a real damper. It's your choice to make. That's the difference between love and hate. There's a choice you've gotta make. It's a chance you've gotta take. It can be your wings or it can be your anchor. It can weigh you down or it can let you fly. It can lift you up or it can be a real damper. It's your choice to make. That's the difference between love and hate. Between love and hate.
How does LVTC support students not just academically, but in terms of personal growth, employability skills, and even career readiness?
That is so interesting that you asked me that question at this time, because right now the Vocational Training Center, LVTC, we're working with ETAGE. ETAGE is Eastern Township Adult General Education, where they offer the program of SVI. SVI is socio-professional integration. So all of our students, right now it's a pilot project, but three programs, students that are in three of our programs are offered the service of accompanying, being accompanied by a teacher that is specialized in social vocational integration. So with us, they learn the hard skills of the trade, but with our adult sector, through the SVI, they learn all of the soft skills. So what is, how to deal with life on a daily basis to be able to prepare them for the workforce and integrate the workforce and maintain their employability. So they follow the students throughout their program. They support them in developing a portfolio. Then they accompany them to find stage. They support them throughout the stage and they even keep their contact with the students once they're in the job market. So that's a beautiful partnership. That's a beautiful example that we have at Eastern Township School Board as a partnership within the adult sector.
It's definitely a wonderful support. Excellent. Now, LVTC, it's deeply rooted in the Eastern Townships. And how do you collaborate with local businesses and industries to create opportunities for the students?
Well, to tell you the truth, Maureen, I actually just this week went to a consultation session. It's called Sherbrooke Service aux Citoyens, and I met a ton load of beautiful people from the Lennoxville Region Community Centers and from the region where we are getting in contact, where we can offer each other services. So like for the, let's say for the women's, this week I met, through that consultation, I met the community outreach coordinator for the Lennoxville and District Women's Center. And a few years back, we did a project at LVTC where we were supported also by Adult General Ed for SDI, where it was called Women of Steel. It was through the SRE, and Melanie Thompson had supported us in putting that in place at LVTC. And it was a program that was supported financially by CWB, that's the Canadian Welding Bureau, because at LVTC, we have a partnership with them. So it was specifically for women reintegrating the work market in non-traditional women's trades. So that was a beautiful success story for many of the students that were in that program. And when I met the coordinator from the Women's Center, I said to myself, we have to get in touch. And that's what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks. Okay. So we see opportunities within our own community, and we have a lot of our community representatives that are on the LVTC's governing board as well.
Okay, that's good to know. That's really interesting. Are there specific industries or employers in the region that actually rely heavily on the LVTC graduates?
Well, I would say that this use is one of our big partners for the health sector. But a lot of our private residences too. So we have private residences that like Grace Village, where they graciously offer their environment for our students to go on stage there. We also have a good relationship and where we go on stage at Wales Home in Richmond. So in the health sector, we're deeply rooted as well. For the rest of the industry, I would say, like for the welding programs, it's here and there that all of the students, through the teacher's contacts, are able to find stash places where I would say 90% of the time they remain in that place of where they did the stash to continue into the workforce.
Okay, that's definitely interesting. Very encouraging. How important is hands-on, the real-world training in the programs, and how do you integrate that with classroom training? And is there an option to do the theory part of some of the courses online?
So, yes, we do part of the courses online. I'm going to give an example of the health sector. So, for the new individualized LPN program, we call it a comodal type of teaching. So, we have students that are online, synchronize in real time with a teacher. So we have a teacher that has students that are online, and we have students that are in the classroom too, because not all type of situations are fit for every type of student. So some do work easily from home. Some need to be in the school setting to be concentrated enough to do the program. To do that online is much easier for the theory part of the competencies, because when we're learning the health sector trades, well, we have to come into the school to do the lab part. So the lab parts are scheduled, I would say, like 2 days a week. We have labs, so the students come in those 2 days a week. They do their labs, and they go back home. They continue their theory online. So it's a progression like that. And then we have the stage. So the stages are en milieu de travail. As I said, there's Grey Village, Wales, from Richmond. We go to the CIUS as well. And those are stages that we find for our students.
Okay.
So they go on stage in different settings, in long-term care, mental health, short-term care, geriatrics, surgical. So there's all kinds of types of stages that they do, and we prepare them for the stages when they're in the lab with us. The other trades, like secretarial and accounting, those can be done completely online. We have a partnership with the CSS du Littoral, where we have students from Blanc-Sablon that are online with us, that do the theory online. And we have a satellite school where the student can go in their area to do the exams.
Oh my goodness, that is really interesting. A lot more complex than I thought. Definitely wonderful opportunities. Just wanted to remind our listeners that we're talking with Diane Labors here on the Townships at 12, and she is the Vocational Education Director for the LVTC. I just wanted to ask, is there a charge for any of these courses, or are they all covered?
The charge for the program is the charge for the pedagogical material. If you're doing the plumbing and training program, the amount is going to vary depending on the program of studies, because we can lend the material or you can buy the material as well. And the pedagogical material is the learning booklets. So that covers the fees. It can vary between $300 and $700, depending on if they want to rent the equipment, or if they want to buy it, or if they have their own Chromebook, or if they want to loan one of ours. So it depends on the program, but it's all on the admission site, Admission FP, where you see all of the information concerning the cost, the start date, the length of the program, the contents of the program as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some of the biggest challenges facing the vocational education in Quebec today?
I think it's the misunderstanding of vocational training at the root, where back in the day, even when I was doing vocational training in 1990, everybody was going to Cégep. So why aren't you going to Cégep and you're going into vocational training? For me, Cégep wasn't an option because I was not a very academic type person. I wanted to do a really hands-on trade, and that's where I decided to go into the LPN program. So I think that the public is not enough aware of all of the trades that exist, but those trades are linked to vocational training education. So we have a website that's called VT Effect, where we can see all of the trainings that lead to all of the beautiful trades that come from vocational training. So that would be the challenge, is for the public to be more aware of our possibilities of training offerings.
Do you think that this perception of vocational training, it's gradually changing, starting to change?
It's gradually changing, but there's still stigma surrounding surrounding vocational training, because we're not in competition with the Cégep. I think we're complementary to the Cégep. There's a lot of our programs too that we have bridges. Like for the LPN program, if you do the Diploma of Vocational Studies for the LPN program, there's a bridge that exists that brings you to the Cégep level to do your technician, your registered nurse program. So there are bridges that exist. Sometimes if the vocational training is to enter the workforce to stay in that trade, but it can also be like a step forward towards other education as well. See, I started in voc ed. When I started teaching, I did my bachelor's degree in education. Then I did my master's degree in education, and now I'm a director. So it's you can start at voc ed, but you know, the sky's the limit depending on the person.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting and definitely an eye-opener. Where do you see the vocational education heading in the next maybe 5 to 10 years, both at LVTC and maybe even across Quebec?
Well, I see it growing a whole lot because we have a lot of offerings in vocational education in the Eastern Township in the French sector. So we're developing a lot of partnerships with our French counterparts, the Centre de Service Scolaire, like plumbing and heating program, like the commercial and residential painting program, where we can offer both English and French speaking community members the possibility to do these types of trades. Because sometimes if we're only in the English sector or in the French sector, we don't have enough students to start the program to complete a group. So with us, with our bilingual environment and with the orientation of Eastern Township School Board that we are a bilingual school board, it's easier for us to offer the services to all the community.
Okay, so the website again for the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center?
So it would be lvtc.com, but I would say you can go on VTFX as well. Go on Google and you see VTFX. You go click on that and you can find all the trainings that are available in the region, in the Eastern Township. And for our English-speaking populations, there's not just LVTC. We have the campus, Bull Missisquoi, that's in Cowansville, that offers a lot of trainings as well, like boucherie, coiffure, infographie. I'm saying it in French because I don't have the, I don't off the top of my head have the English counterpart, but that also is a bilingual environment.
Okay, very interesting. Anything that you'd like to tell somebody if they're thinking about taking some vocational training?
I'd say just try it. We all have, every school has the possibility to receive a student of the day. You call LVTC. The number is 819-563-5627. And Marie-Josée, our marvelous secretary, she's going to fix you up with a teacher for you to be able to come in, try a trade for a day, and say, wow, this is something that I'd like to do, or, whoa, this is something that I will not want to do either. So it's a good way to try it out before, you know, trying it out before buying it.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely really interesting. I hadn't heard of that before. That's exciting and fun, too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Diane?
No, you've rounded it up, and thank you so very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about all of these beautiful trades in our region.
Oh, definitely, and I'd love to have you back too. Always very interesting, and so many opportunities out there, and it's so important for the public to know too. So Diane Lavers, Director of the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, thanks very much, Diane. You've given us so much information today.
Thanks to you, Maureen.
Next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Workplace safety in Quebec. Workplace safety is a critical issue, and Quebec has strict laws in place to protect workers. The Act Respecting Occupational Health and Safety outlines employers' and employees' responsibilities to ensure a safe work environment. The CNESST, Quebec's Workplace Health and Safety Board, oversees these regulations, ensuring compliance and providing compensation in case of workplace injuries. Each year, thousands of Quebecers suffer work-related injuries, many of which are preventable. Common risks include falls, heavy lifting injuries, and exposure to hazardous substances. Employers are required to provide proper training, safety equipment, and emergency protocols. Employees, in turn, must follow safety guidelines and report hazards immediately. One growing concern is workplace stress and mental health. Psychological safety is just as important as physical safety, and Quebec law recognizes mental health as part of occupational safety. If you feel overwhelmed at work, know that resources are available through the CNESST and Workplace Wellness Programs. February is a great time to refresh your workplace safety knowledge. Take a few minutes to review your workplace emergency procedures and safety policies. A little awareness can go a long ways in preventing accidents and keeping everybody safe. That's your health report for today. Stay safe and take care. I'd like to thank my guest on today's show, Diane Lavers, the director at the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. Check it out if you're looking for a vocational career. And don't forget, if you do belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, we would be happy to announce the event on the show. It's free. The email, cjmqnews@gmail.com, or you can also use cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and don't forget that the Thursday show is repeated on Friday at noon, and it's also available on our website later this evening. Just go to the website and then go to the Shows tab. We will close today's show with a song called Temptation, and it's by Marshall Simon and Vintage Club. Again, thanks everybody for listening.